Have you noticed the signs of fall all around you? That's a good reminder that it's time to finish up summer home improvement projects. Hi, this is Colleen Moritz at First Bank Hampton. If your pocketbook is running a little short and keeping you from completing your projects, turn to your friends at First Bank Hampton. From a home improvement loan to a home equity line of credit, we have the right loan to match your needs. Stop in and I'd be happy to visit with you. First Bank Hampton is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Welcome to the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program brought to you by First Bank Hampton. Newsmaker is a featured interview with people who are making a difference and are making news in our local communities. Each Monday through Friday at this time, you will hear a featured interview from the Radio On The Go News Department featuring local politicians, school officials, faith leaders, volunteers, police chiefs, firefighters, and others from a variety of backgrounds and influences to keep you informed. Here is today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker interview.
Good afternoon. On today's Radio On The Go Newsmaker program, we are joined by the new vicar at Trinity Lutheran Church in Hampton. Micah Brooks is with us. Wanted to bring him in today to talk about his background and about the program. And Micah, thanks for being in here. And tell us, first of all, about who you are and what's your background, where you're from.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here. As you mentioned, I'm here to be a vicar at Trinity Lutheran Church. Pastor Bullhagen, who's mentoring me right now. We come from Michigan, and I'm a formal civil engineer, but I've decided to go back to school and follow the line of work that my father is in. He's a pastor in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and actually so is my father-in-law. We have relocated to Fort Wayne, Indiana, and I'm in my third year in their seminary program for a Master of Divinity degree.
The vicarage program, how does it work?
So how it works is churches who have the ability to financially support a seminary student as a vicar, have filled out applications with the seminary, either the one in Fort Wayne, Indiana, or the one in St. Louis, Missouri, and they get a vicar for a year. So there is a certain level of commitment there financially, but also that they're willing to train a future pastor. So typically it's a senior pastor, somebody with a little bit of experience, but not always. Sometimes the church is the one that trains the vicar.
You know, you wanted to go this path, I mean, with your engineering background, but just circumstances came and you wanted to try this route.
Well, I was in the role of managing staff and clients, and I really enjoyed working with people. But on the side, I was an elder at my church, teaching Sunday school. I've been on various boards and positions, and I just started desiring to be more in church work than out in the world in the other aspect. And it just kind of fell into place.
So while you're going through the program now for the next year, again, basically you'll be learning a lot, but also helping out where you can then.
That's right. So I'm applying what I learned at the seminary, but also learning from the pastor and the church directly. I'm helping with doing the readings during the church service, preaching from time to time, helping with funerals, teaching Sunday school and confirmation, and adult level Bible classes as well.
So you go through this, and then when the year is up, then what's the process then as you continue on with this?
So that's a 4-year program at the seminary, and it's designed to have 2 years of in-person learning, and then 1 year out on a vicarage, and then a final year back at the seminary, and then they place you at a congregation after that.
Want to be in a certain part of the country, or is it pretty much up to them? Where do they decide to put you?
It can be up to them. Ultimately, they're trying to fill vacant churches and places, but we're kind of torn. We like it here. It's nice. We also love Michigan, where we're from, so we would like to kind of put it in God's hands. We decide, then that's kind of on us where we end up. And we just want a divine placement, and that's how I got here. I basically gave no information to the seminary other than I think I would be a better fit for a small town rural community, and here I am.
So when did you actually start the vicarage? How long have you actually been here now, and what's it been like getting to know the folks here locally?
So we started mid-August. That's when my installation service was up at Trinity. And it's been real great because my kids are going to school in Latimer at another Lutheran church school. And right away, I found the opportunity to help coach soccer. So I got to know quite a few of the kids there. We've been attending some of the community events, you know, especially in the fall, there's these farms you can go to, Enchanted Acres and things like that. So we're just trying to plug in wherever we can. Right now, basically chasing the school functions because that takes us around town.
We've all been kind of going through a crazy period here in about the last year and a half or 2 years. In the coming weeks or months, anything else going to be on the docket for you?
Well, I keep my eye on the upcoming hunting season as well. I'm a deer hunter, but right now I would like to say it's very evident with all the harvesting going on out there, how good the Lord has been to the nation and to the people here. I've heard some people weren't expecting a real great crop, but it's better than expected. I'd just like to remind everybody to give God the glory that he makes everything grow, and he's where all good things come from. So I'm at the churches here, like Trinity Lutheran, we're also sowing God's word. Immediate harvest for that is bounty of faith, but the long term is eternal life in heaven. So that's what we're going for.
Okay, well, our thanks to Vicar Micah Brooks, today's guest on the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program.
Today's Newsmaker interview has been sponsored by First Bank Hampton. You can hear today's interview or past interviews on demand in their entirety by visiting the Newsmaker page at radioonthego.com. The First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program is also a part of our podcast, which can be subscribed to for free in iTunes or Stitcher.
Buying your first home is probably the biggest investment you will make. Finding one that you love yet fits in your budget can be a challenge. Hi, this is Stephanie Williams at First Bank Hampton. That's why we feel it's important to provide you with a team of mortgage experts who work to find you the best options and rate to meet your needs. Stop in and visit with us and experience the ease of financing locally with people you know and trust. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.